This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And good evening. Welcome in to another edition of the Diehards. Anthony Pepe flying solo here at SB Nation Radio here in Boston. Our shift in the NBA continues. It's now the LA Clippers, the Clip Joint, have brought in Kawhi Leonard, and oh, they shocked the world and brought in some guy named Paul George, averaged 28 points a game. Paul George traded from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Russell Westbrook could be next. I mean, again, it is just insane on what's happening here in this offseason of NBA free agency. So we're going to talk a lot of NBA on the program tonight. We will head to LA Clippers and talk to folks that cover the Clippers and the excitement level on what's going on with the Clip Joint and that fan base. They are now favorites to win the NBA championship per our friends in the desert. We will also go to the LA Lakers guys and talk to them about how do they feel about Kawhi Leonard not only not coming to the Lakers, but going to their rival, the Clippers. The Lakers continue to just sign all these old, washed-up nobodies. We'll get into that on the program. We'll talk to a Celtics beat writer and get the latest and greatest on Kawhi Leonard leaving the East and going to West, the West. So what does that mean for the Celtics on where they're going to be in the East and how they're going to compete with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers? Toronto, kind of an afterthought now. Yep, they win the championship, but no Kawhi, probably no championship again. Probably not a back-to-back for the Toronto Raptors. We'll also go to Philadelphia and talk to the 76ers guy who covers the team and figure out where their heads are at right now and how they're feeling about signing guys like Al Horford and Richard Jefferson and some of these other pieces and how they will all fit into the Sixers as well. So again, all these free agents moving around, and it's crazy. In the span of 3 weeks, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Paul George, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, Al Horford, Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And we are back. It is SB Nation Radio, SBNationRadio.com. Anthony Pepe, the diehard flying solo, getting right back to the Progressive Insurance guest line. He covers the LA Clippers. Have you heard of these guys? Are they in the news a little bit? Yeah, maybe. Kenny Hawks is on the line. Hey, Kenny, welcome to SB Nation Radio, and pretty fun time to be a Clippers fan right now, wouldn't you think?
Oh, man, wouldn't I think, right? It's, you know, we acquired Paul George and Kawhi Leonard in that blockbuster deal, 5 first-round picks, and Danilo and, you know, Shai, our rookie, sad to see him go, but this is what had to be done to get Kawhi Leonard. So it's been a crazy, crazy few days.
Hey, what do you think, why Kawhi selected the Clippers over the Lakers? What do you think the number one reason is?
The number one reason? Well, the number one reason, I think, is the front office, to be honest. I think Jerry West really pulled him in. Yeah, I think Kawhi Leonard went in there and was like, yo, you get Paul George, you get my guy Paul George, you're getting me. I think Jerry West was like, okay, we got to do that. He was trying to get Bradley Beal, Drew Holiday, report said before. But then, you know, Jerry West was like, no, we're going to get Paul George for you, Kawhi. And, you know, that's why Kawhi was holding off. You know, we waited for, it seemed like eternity, but really just a week to see Kawhi Leonard's decision. He came. And then, of course, family reasons, Los Angeles, business, you name it.
Now, you heard about, and we all heard about Kawhi and the possibility of him signing with the Clippers. The Lakers were the other team they met with, and of course, he could have re-signed with Toronto. But Paul George came out of nowhere. How much of a shocker was that one?
So that was a huge shock because there was a lot of speculation in the media, and from what I was hearing, that we were targeting Bradley Beal. We were trying to get Bradley Beal. And then I saw, you know, we're trying to get Jrue Holiday. I was like, there's no way. I didn't even think of Paul George. And then when that came through, I was like, it clicks, because that's, you know, the two best two-way players in the game, number one being Kawhi Leonard, number two being Paul George, defensively monsters. It's just fit, he just fits, you know, the model of the Clippers, defensiveness, grit, integrity, you know. They respect the game. They don't complain a lot. Kawhi's mellow. Paul George is relatively mellow, so it just fits.
Talking to Kenny Hawks, L.A. Clippers columnist here on SB Nation Radio. Talk a little bit about what makes Jerry West special. I mean, obviously, we've heard all the stories, and people adore this guy, love this guy. He's a brilliant basketball mind. But what makes him special in that front office?
You know, Jerry West is a proven track record, right? I knew when we brought him in, I tweeted a long time ago, I said, you know, yep, Kawhi Leonard will be a Clipper in 2019, because I had so much faith in the organization. I knew Jerry West and Steve Ballmer wanted him, first of all. So going in, I knew Jerry West would do something. We'd get two big names. I knew it. You know, what Jerry West does, he literally traded for Kobe Bryant to the Lakers. He traded for Shaq, you know, in the 1980 era. And then, you know, he went to Golden State, got Kevin Durant in Golden State, and now he's just doing it again. He's basically formed the best duo in basketball. He makes the best offensive powerhouse, and now he's doing the defensive powerhouse. So he's covering all the land. You know, best advisor, GM, whatever you want to call him in the game.
Kenny, talk a little bit about the owner, Steve Ballmer. I mean, obviously, players love playing for him. The number one reason is the dude's not afraid to open up his checkbook. We get that. But what kind of owner is he like? Is he like a Mark Cuban type that the players just love to be around this dude?
I think that's a good comparison, because Mark Cuban's right on the sideline. He's right in their face. You know, he's arguing with the ref just like the coach. He's getting in his players' faces. He's getting the opponents. You know, Steve Ballmer's kind of the same. You know, he's right on the sideline. He's talking his stuff. And I think the players in the LA Clippers legitimately love playing for Steve Ballmer because of his passion and his wanting to win. So they're putting all their effort right into him.
You know, you're looking at this, the addition of stats from Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. You're looking at 46.6 points added to that lineup. Are there enough points to go around to keep them all happy?
You know, I think there's points and then defensive steals and everything to go around. You know, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, offensive beast, but it's more impressive to me if you have a defensive stability about your game. And that's what they really bring to the table. You know, as you said, 46, you know, combined average per game, that's really going to give us that spark. We have, you know, the best bench in the league. Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams, both contenders for sixth man. Lou Williams winning it, obviously. But he drops some big numbers as well. So I think we're good offensively, too.
A lot of people are high on this kid, Patrick Beverley. And again, he doesn't put up sexy numbers, Kenny, but he's a solid teammate. What does he mean for the Clip joint?
Kind of the heart and soul of the, you know, LA Clipper culture and everything. His tenacious ability to grab, you know, those little boards. He actually did very well on boards last season. He also gets, you know, points where you need it. He's not the best efficient scorer, but when you need a three, when you need a big shot, he's not scared to take it, and he has confidence, and, you know, he scores that. He also takes the burden on guarding the best opponent's player, right? He's guarding LeBron, he's guarding Curry, he's guarding Durant. He's not afraid of the moment, and he won't shy away from, you know, these big names. He's just trying to get it, and he's just trying to win. Very intense player, and I think that's what he means to the LA Clippers.
Now, were Clipper fans getting a little panicked when, obviously, LeBron James is a Laker, and they bring over a guy like Anthony Davis, and then there were talks of Kawhi Leonard going there. What were Clippers fans at the moment when the Lakers were the talk of the town again?
You know, we're used to being the little brother to the Lakers, but I think now the tides have shifted, because Steve Ballmer, he really put the initiative out there that he wants to be the best franchise in L.A., and I think that with time, we will take over, you know, the Lakers' ring, but that's really egregious, but I think we really will make a name for ourselves, and with the leadership of Jerry West in that advisor position, I think we're taking it.
Hey, when you get these two teams playing against each other head to head, which market? And obviously, it's the same market, but what, you know, the different areas that they break down these ratings? Who's going to have higher ratings?
Oh, man, Anthony, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be so amazing to watch these two teams go head-to-head. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, you know, Kyle Kuzma, DeMarcus Cousins now going against, you know, arguably the best defensive team in the league. We got Kawhi, Paul George, Patrick Beverley, Hunter off the bench, Shamit, who's a scorer. You know, and we just signed Rodney Magruder to a 3-year, and we got Mo Harkless. So he's a very good defensive player, too. It's just going to be a battle, and the ratings, they're just going to go up for both teams. We'll see.
The folks in the desert now have the Clippers as the favorite to win the championship. You agree?
You know, time will tell on that, too, because Golden State's still a powerhouse, but I do believe, truly, that we have the best shot at a championship. I'm not gonna say we're gonna win it 100% yet. I'm gonna see how the season develops, but I think we do have the best legitimate shot because of the depth of our roster and the defensive strength. So yeah.
Do you like what the Lakers have done? Obviously, bringing in Anthony Davis there's obviously everything to like about that. But you see in Boogie Cousins, which is a short deal, kind of a no brainer there. But Rajon Rondo to me seemed like a big stretch.
Yeah, Rajon Rondo's defense kind of fell off. I agree with you, Anthony. But, you know, I actually do kind of like what the Lakers have done because it's kind of like taking the old Pelicans regime and formed it into this new Laker enterprise, right? So you got Rajon Rondo who throws those amazing assists still, but his defense lacks. DeMarcus Cousins can't really run the floor as well as he used to coming off the Achilles injury. But they got, you know, they reunited DeMarcus and Anthony Davis. So we'll see that how that plays out. We'll see how the passing goes. We'll see how they spread the rock, you know, amongst themselves. Because Anthony Davis, I know he's used to being the number one option. So we're going to see, you know, LeBron, Anthony Davis pair. I think it won't be a problem, but it's going to be very fun to watch. I can't wait.
And final minute here. Obviously, all the NBA experts are saying this is next season will be the most wide open the NBA's been in, and they're saying 40 freaking years. Who comes out of the West? Who comes out of the East?
Who comes out of the East? I believe the Bucks will come out of the East. And I believe the Clippers are coming out of the West. I think we're coming home with the championship. you know, I know it's a little biased, but I think we have the best team, the best depth, and then the Bucks, of course, being those necessary pieces. I also think Utah is a great shot. I think a lot of people ain't talking about them. You know, they got Mike Conley, and they just signed Bogdanovich. They fixed all their problems that they had last season. So I think, you know, Utah, Clippers, and the Bucks. I think the Bucks are coming out. Giannis is maturing.
Kenny Hawks, LA Clippers columnist here on SB Nation Radio.
The Diehards continue now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And welcome back. It is SB Nation Radio. Anthony Pepe, the diehard flying solo here in our Boston studios of the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East. Summer's heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Getting right back to the Progressive Insurance guest line sponsored by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Andrew Schlecht is on the line, covers the Oklahoma City Thunder and the host of Down to Dunk, OKC Dream Team, and at Daily Thunder. I'm not quite sure, Andrew, how that OKC dream team's looking with Paul George gone and Russell Westbrook possibly gone. Where are the fans at right now? The Thunder fans okay?
You know, it's a strange place, honestly, because, you know, all the Thunder fans have known since the beginning is, wow, we have these, like, awesome blue-chip prospects to start with. They blossom into superstars. And you just expect to be toward the top of the Western Conference for over a decade. And now the Thunder fans find themselves in a rebuild. And honestly, it feels strange. But I think if you gain a little bit of perspective, I think that most fans, and I was a little bit surprised at this. I did a poll on Twitter, got a pretty big response from it, just asking, like, what do you think the Thunder should do with Russell Westbrook? Because that's a tough issue that the Thunder are having to deal with right now.
Sure.
And over 70% of fans said trade him, which kind of shocked me a little bit. I think the Thunder fans are ready for the next phase, which to me, I think that the initial trade was very shocking, but I think that most fans also saw the ceiling that was kind of put on this team a little bit. And, you know, the Thunder get a chance to have like a supercharged rebuild.
I just wonder how much, those numbers are impacted. Are people making that decision saying trade him just because of what is happening this offseason of free agency and all these bodies moving? So it's more of a, hey, you know what? He's most likely going to go anyway, so let's make the deal. If free agency wasn't what it was this offseason and all these players weren't moving teams and all the balance of power hasn't been shifting, I'd be curious to see if you did that poll where people would land, because I would believe that they'd say, no, what, absolutely not. Let's build around this dude.
I think once Paul approached Sam Presti and said, send me to the Clippers, I think that, to me, that signaled the end of this era, of this 11-year era for Oklahoma City Thunder, and opened everything up. And, you know, Russell's complex. Russell's a complex guy. He's given a lot to the Thunder. And I think that the Thunder and Westbrook have found themselves again in such a strange spot. And that being, man, another superstar has left and has basically chosen a different team and a different star to play with. Although, you know, Westbrook and Paul are not on bad terms whatsoever. You know, their communication has not ceased since this whole thing has gone down. But still, like, there's another guy choosing not to play with Russell. And so, like, that narrative is going to be persistent. It's going to be loud. It's going to be like, well, what can Russell do by himself? Oh, he's getting all these triple-doubles, but what does it matter? And I just think that for the team and for Russell, like, it might be nice for him to get a fresh start somewhere else. And not just have this just persistent, you know, storyline just following him and just being a day-in, day-out thing that he has to deal with in Oklahoma City.
I find it funny, Andrew, you talk about Russell Westbrook and him being an odd duck. But aren't they all? I mean, Kyrie Irving's an odd duck. Kawhi Leonard is a strange cat. All of these guys have their quirks.
I guess to be able to be that good at your craft and handle all the media stuff, like, so these are strange guys, and they have, you know, they've got a lot of control. I mean, if you have 2 years left on your deal and essentially be a free agent, you know,
it's crazy.
I mean, like, the control these guys have is just, it's crazy. And I'm interested to see if this is a trend or if this is just like something that's happened this summer. Because I thought, like, I think there's a lot of things that happen over the course of maybe a year or two off seasons where you're like, oh, well, this is going to be the next trend. And it started with the Thunder taking a risk on Paul George. And then it was the Raptors taking a risk on Kawhi. And it's like, oh, well, here's the next thing. You're just going to trade for the star, and you're just going to try to see if your organization can, you know, get these guys to stay. And what's hilarious is, like, they both left together, you know, and, like, completely destroyed that narrative of, well, let's take a chance on a superstar and sell them on your culture. Well, now, like, they're both gone. And, like, the, you know, you could argue that, you know, things did not go well with Paul George, but Kawhi Leonard just won a championship. Yeah. Like, what other sales pitch do you need? And, you know, I think that people look at these things in ways, but when it comes down to it, these are individuals making individual decisions, and it's hard to say that, oh, this trend is going to happen now or that trend is going to happen now. You know, Paul George, I mean, one of the most agreeable guys I've ever been around, and I think that he probably saw the writing on the wall with the Thunder. You know, that you could look at it and say, oh, there's a 2-year window we have here, but you lost in the first round twice. You can come up with the excuses. You've had the injuries. You've had the Carmelo problem, you have all those things, but when it comes down to it, if you have a chance to go play at home with the guy that just proved to the entire world that he's the best player in basketball, and with a supporting cast that's ready to win a title in LA. I mean, I don't think a lot of Thunder fans are, you know, super upset with Paul whenever you look at those circumstances.
Talking to Andrew Schlecht, covers the Oklahoma City Thunder here on SB Nation Radio. Andrew, I mean, we talk about Russell Westbrook, him and his agent are in talks with the GM, Presti, about, you know, what is next, how do they move forward here? I mean, isn't it safe to say that the best time is now to move Russell Westbrook so you can kind of plan for next season to an extent?
I think so. I think that the organization kind of owes it to Russell a little bit to find him a good landing spot. Mm-hmm. And I think that Russell would like to get the Thunder a nice return as well. And so I think that they're going to work together. The team that I just can't stop thinking about is Miami for a lot of reasons. One, like, I think that they've got some pieces that I think make sense for OKC. And then two, that's a good culture. It's a team in the Eastern Conference with Jimmy Butler. They're going to make the playoffs. You know, you get a chance for them to, you know, make a run at like the 5 seed, and then try to make some noise in the playoffs. Like, I think the Thunder would like to see him go on and have a little bit of success from here. And then if you're the Thunder, like, if you could get a package that included Justice Winslow and Tyler Hero, and then, like, the Thunder have picks from Miami, if you could say, hey, we'll give you back these picks that are going to, you know, convey in 2021 and in 2023, I believe. And let's kick the can down the road a little bit further when we know that you're going to be a little bit worse. You can hang on to these assets, do what you need to do. We'd rather have the picks later on. And I think that a swap like that makes sense for both teams. They get their second star. The Thunder can bring in a couple developing guys plus some future assets. That you probably take on Goran Dragic's contract, and then you have Dragic and Gallinari, who you could later flip for probably another pick here down the road. I just see that Sam being in asset accumulation mode, and there's not a lot of GMs that are as good as Sam is when it comes to stuff like this. And so I think that they're going to try to figure out a way to accumulate multiple assets within a Westbrook trade. And, you know, Miami is desperate for another star. Miami's desperate to have a good team. And Russell, despite a lot of narratives around him, like, Russell Westbrook is still a very good basketball player and would be really good for the Heat.
Final 2 minutes here. What do you think Billy Donovan wants to do?
That's a good question. I honestly think that Billy's not bad for a rebuild.
All right.
I think that Billy Donovan is quietly done a tremendous job developing the young guys on the Thunder. I think that the improvement for Steven Adams over the years, I think that you contribute some of that to Billy. I think what they've done with Jeremy Grant has been a huge thing for Billy Donovan and his staff. Same thing with Terrence Ferguson, turning, you know, a 19-year-old, you know, that was picked 21st in the draft, turning him into a quality rotation player. I think a lot of that's happened under Billy Donovan. And so to me, Billy's not really gotten to play his style of basketball since he's been with the Thunder. He's had to adapt, and he's had different teams every year. I mean, if he can have a point guard like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that can shoot it, you probably keep Steven Adams. You add shooting on the wing. Like, that's the type of Billy Donovan team that he's probably been waiting for. And, you know, and frankly, Billy's Sam Presti's guy. Like, that's his guy. And so if Billy wants to stay around for the rebuild and the Thunder, I think the Thunder would gladly extend him. That relationship has always been good between Billy and the front office. And so to me, it's all in Billy's court. I think that Sam would love to have him. So I'm intrigued, and I think that he's not a bad guy to have for a rebuilding team.
Andrew Schlecht covers the Oklahoma City Thunder right here on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And we are back. It is SB Nation Radio. Anthony Pepe, the Diehard, here at O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East in Boston. Summer's heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Getting right back to it, the Progressive Insurance guest line is smoking on this program. Sponsored by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. He covers the L.A. Lakers for Silver Screen and Locked Lakers. Is it Locked Lakers? Anthony Irwin's
Locked
on the line.
Lakers, yeah.
Locked In Lakers. Anthony Irwin, welcome to SB Nation Radio. And I think you just signed another guy as we speak. How many guys are you going to sign?
Well, they had to fill out a roster. Going into Summer League, I believe they had 7 guys on their roster, so it's been pretty busy. Once they got news that Kawhi Leonard was going to the Clippers, they went to Plan B, and they went with Danny Green, and then they brought back Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Rajon Rondo, who I'm sure you're pretty familiar with.
Sure.
And then, you know, they just keep on going down the line here, and they filled out a roster. You know, obviously, they would much rather have Kawhi Leonard and all of these minimum guys. But it does say something that they at least had a backup plan, right? They moved pretty quickly to their backup plan here, even if it's years and eons worse than their primary plan was.
Talk a little bit about what went wrong with Kawhi Leonard. Again, he had 3 teams that were basically his list. It was the Lakers, the Clippers, and possibly re-signing with his team. He won the championship with Toronto Raptors. What went wrong with the Lakers, and why is Kawhi not wearing a Laker uniform?
So I don't know if I could specify what went wrong specifically with Kawhi Leonard, but
right.
I do know this. So we don't know. He's a complete enigma. Right?
Yeah, he is.
Nobody really knows anything about this guy. But I think what it seemed pretty clear here, the 2 things that he seemed to prioritize more than anything was trust in the organization, and he wanted to play with a superstar. And apparently he wanted to do that in L.A., right? And I don't know if he ever felt completely trustful of the Lakers organization. And that's something that dates back, you know, these problems date back pretty far back, and you know, their primary contact initially here with the Lakers before they got in touch with Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss was Magic Johnson. And Magic Johnson stepped down and immediately cited backstabbing on the part of the people who were still there with the Lakers organization. And I don't know if that was ever something that was ever fully cleared up. And I think the Lakers were always kind of working from behind, even while they felt confident. I think they were always working from behind the eight ball here. And look, credit to the Clippers. They've done everything right. They've built a formidable organization. They have made moves to showcase how trustful they were. They followed Kawhi Leonard around the country at times just to show how interested they still were in him. And I think at the end of the day here, he made his decision. And the Lakers have to now live with the fact that little brother just kicked Big Brother in an area that doesn't feel too good.
Anthony Irwin covers the Lakers with here on SB Nation Radio. And again, you talked about signing Boogie Cousins. I think we can all agree that that's a great signing. There's not a lot of risk there with mm-hmm. him. But the Rajon Rondo one, I'm scratching my head. I'm not quite sure he has anything left in the tank and how he fits into this organization. To me, I'm still trying to figure that one out. Explain Rajon Rondo now with the Lakers uniform again.
I can't.
Okay. Thank you.
But I'll say this. Apparently, he's very well respected with LeBron James and with Anthony Davis. And,
okay.
You know, if both the superstars are vouching for the guy and he only costs a minimum contract, then that's something that the Lakers are probably just going to do. The thing more important to me than him being on the roster at all is what kind of role is he going to be playing in? Because last year he was asked to fill in as a spot starter behind Lonzo Ball when he was hurt, right? And he wound up being the Lakers. The Lakers were 8 points worse every time he was on the court per 100 possessions, right? And you know what's concerning here is the Lakers have Alex Caruso, who is objectively a better player at this stage of both guys' careers. They have Quinn Cook, who spaces the floor and makes a lot more sense alongside Anthony Davis and LeBron James and whatever various combinations they have otherwise. Rajon Rondo is more of this veteran leader kind of guy who can run the offense when LeBron isn't on the court and you know can fill in that kind of a role. But if that role gets away from the Lakers, we're going to be sitting here again next year saying, wait, why did they rely on him so much? And how did they ignore the numbers when they were so loud?
I know you're going to love these, and everybody loves these questions, but if you're starting a team tomorrow, would you rather start it with LeBron James and Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard and Paul George?
I think you got to go Kawhi and Paul George, but I think it's closer than some people are kind of making it out to be. In my opinion, I would say 55-45 Kawhi and Paul George. Paul George is coming off of a shoulder injury that legitimately hampered him for the second half of his season last year and won't be healthy, I don't believe, at the beginning of the season. Kawhi Leonard is somebody who needs his load to be managed throughout the year. He only played about 60 games for Toronto and seemed to be slowing down there at the tail end of that Golden State series. Now, LeBron James is 35 years old and is coming off of the biggest injury that he's suffered in his career, and Anthony Davis is almost perpetually kind of dinged up. So you have those injury concerns there either way, but, you know, Kawhi Leonard is at the absolute top of his game. He's probably at the absolute top of the sport, and I think in basketball where the most important player or the best player on each team seems to, you know, typically decide with the way games go, you go with the team that has the better overall player.
Is Frank Vogel the right man for this job?
No. The unfortunate thing here is that they had the right guy for the job. They had that figured out. It was Tyronn Lue. He made a ton of sense. And for some reason, Rob Pelinka stepped in and tried to strong-arm him into some coaching contract that was far beneath Tyronn Lue's resume. And as a result, they wind up going with Frank Vogel and forced onto Frank Vogel, Jason Kidd. And it's kind of a farce at this point. Everybody just kind of knows the direction this is probably going to go. And, you know, they hired Jason Kidd, and one of the things that they that they claimed when they hired Jason Kidd was, oh, yeah, he's going to step in and immediately help Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball was on the trade block when they hired him. So I'm not sure really what was going on there. And you know, asking whether or not Frank Vogel is the right guy for the job, I think doesn't really matter because it's going to wind up probably being Jason Kidd anyway.
I think everybody feels that way, and that's why Jason Kidd was brought in. Just, again, another bizarre situation. Speaking of bizarre,
yeah.
What's up with Magic Johnson? Again, he's a guy that tried to bring in Anthony Davis, was unable to do that. Then he steps away and walks away. Then he's in the middle of the Kawhi Leonard situation, and he was told he was invited to the meeting, and then that didn't happen, and then Kawhi doesn't come to the Lakers. I mean, what's up with Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson, I'm going to try to not sound too harsh here, but Magic Johnson took the job as president of basketball operation and failed miserably. He didn't show up all the time. There were some stretches where some people who I talked to in the organization said he was around maybe once a month, maybe once or twice a month for some
wow.
stretches. There was like a 5-week stretch where they didn't even hear from him. And you go from that. And look, if that was the case, or if that was the agreement from the get-go, then it's still not ideal, right? Because no other president of basketball operations works like that in the NBA. But that's not what he sold everybody. When he was hired, he said he was going to be 150% committed, and he said it on multiple occasions. So you go from that, and you see how everything turns out there. He fails to acquire Anthony Davis. He resigns in the most unprofessional way that I have seen in my lifetime in the NBA for a person stepping down from that position. And now he did cultivate a relationship with Uncle Dennis And he did have a meeting with those guys and was specifically asked for to make an appearance in that meeting, in a separate meeting, because he couldn't be in on the Lakers official meeting because he had stepped down. But so he goes to the separate meeting and immediately leaks all the information from this meeting. And it turns out that didn't help, right? And that was one of the things that Kawhi Leonard was asking for throughout this free agency process was just don't leak anything. Keep the details of all of these conversations close to the vest. Let's see how well you can manage that narrative. Magic failed miserably at that once again, which was one of the things that he ran into when he was president of basketball operations. And you know what it comes out looking like is he was a lot more interested in how he looked in all of these situations than was actually better for the Lakers. And this is going to be a legitimate hit on his resume as an all-timer for the Lakers. And I don't know, he's working from such a point of historic greatness for that franchise that even a hit like this still leaves him as one of their all-timers still. But it is something that's going to stick. And in a world where what did you do for me, what have you done for me lately, it's such a resounding effect on how everybody feels about people. That's going to be tough to overcome.
But he did bring in LeBron James. You got to give him credit for that. And speaking of LeBron, do you think LeBron needs to do more? Is he capable of doing more at his age?
More on the court?
Yes.
I think what LeBron is probably going to do, and it's been kind of interesting the way that the Lakers have put together their coaching staff. Frank Vogel is a defensive coach. Lionel Hollins is a defensive coach. Jason Kidd isn't a very good coach, so we won't even count him. They're talking to Ron Adams. And what it seems to me is they've put together this group of defensive tacticians to put the Lakers in as good a spot as they could possibly be in defensively, because that's where the shortcoming of this roster is. Then those defensive head coaches are going to hand over the offense to LeBron, and it's going to be a slower team. They aren't going to run very much. They aren't going to get out on the fast break very often. They're going to hand the ball over to LeBron, and they're going to say, "Okay, go to work. Run high, pick and rolls at the top of the key with you and Anthony Davis, and we've provided you shooters to space the floor." And it's going to look a little bit more similarly to the way things went in Cleveland. And in this respect, while I don't know if he's capable physically of doing "quote unquote" more, because he already does so much, that's the tried and tested method to succeed with LeBron James on a roster, and that's all the Lakers can do at this point. And I think the pieces that they got, especially with Anthony Davis, like I don't know how you stop that pick and roll. I don't really know what defenses do to stop that if you have proper shooting around them, and I think it's going to work out pretty well.
Anthony, how can the listeners find you?
I'm on Twitter at AnthonyONLA. You can find the show on Twitter also at Locked On Lakers. And you can find all my writing over there at SilverScreenAndRoll.com for SB Nation.
Hey, appreciate the time, buddy. And we'll talk to you as the season gets a little closer, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're locked in to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And welcome in, SB Nation Radio. Anthony Pepe flying solo here. And again, it's all NBA all the time. Before we get back into the latest and greatest odds on who's the favorite to win the championship, let's talk travel. Most of us do a little travel throughout the year. How are you booking your hotel rooms? I've got a suggestion for you. BestHotelRates.com. BestHotelRates.com has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide and extended these discounts to you. Simply go to BestHotelRates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel, and boom, you're looking at a discounted rate for many hotels that you could pay more for somewhere else. Save your money. Book your hotels through BestHotelRates.com. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservation so your stay is safe and secure. BestHotelRates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's in the name, BestHotelRates.com. Again, it's all NBA, all the time, all the free agent movement. Where will Russell Westbrook end? It's been a pretty amazing run on Oklahoma City Thunder and what they've acquired over the last 11 years. And now they're looking at a possible rebuild. But they've lost, as you know, Kevin Durant, possibly Russell Westbrook here. And it's only a matter of time as his agent, Thad, and the GM, Sam Presti, have already started the talks and negotiations of what's the exit strategy, if you will. But other players the Thunder have acquired and lost: James Harden, Paul George, Victor Oladipo, Serge Ibaka, Steven Adams. Again, some of these are still on the roster. Reggie Jackson. So, again, these are players that they've acquired, and then some have lost and gone away over the last 11 years. How many championships? Zero. And the Clippers are the favorite, plus 300 right now. Lakers are second, plus 400. Milwaukee Bucks, everyone's favorite to come out of the East, are plus 600. The 76ers, whom I like to come out of the East, are 12-1. And then the Golden State Warriors are 17-1, while my favorite in the West are the Utah Jazz at 18-1. Love that value. The Nuggets at 25-1 are pretty good. The Blazers at 38-1, not too shabby as well. So interesting to see how this all shapes out with Russell Westbrook and the continued movement in the NBA. You're listening to the Diehards, Anthony Pepe, here on SB Nation Radio.